This is Alex Peace of Estates Gazette with Ian Sutcliffe and Becky Worthington of Countryside, fresh off their half-year results to March 2017, which have been really quite strong. Ian, do you want to take us through some of the highlights of that?
Sure, Alex. Yeah, look, we're delighted with our results today. We've seen very strong growth in terms of our completions, up 31%, and that in turn has led to our operating profit being up 39%. And this really has come about because of the mixed tenure delivery we've been following through with our strategy. This means that only 43% of the properties that we complete are actually private for sale, and the rest are private rented sector and affordable homes. And that accelerated delivery has turned itself into improved profits for us.
I mean, does that mean you've had to put more emphasis onto filling out the land bank and to make sure you have a visible future supply? I mean, has that kept up with the completions?
Well, you know, our business is two operating divisions. We've got a traditional house building business that works off a strategic land bank. And then where the growth is really coming from is from our partnerships business. And this is delivering that mixed tenure of properties, but working with local authorities and utilising their land. So we've been very active in terms of winning new contracts with local authorities. And we think over the last 30 years, we've become a very good partner to work with the authorities in terms of developing some of the assets that they've got. This growth in our partnerships business has given us the confidence to upgrade our expectations of where our business can go, and we've announced today that we're upgrading our aspirations for volume for next year by about 10% on partnerships. So we think we're meeting a strong customer demand in the areas that we operate in. We're able to build out the sites that bit quicker, and that in turn is improving profitability.
I mean, what are you finding, or how are you finding the housing market at the moment? What are the areas of strength and what are the areas of weakness?
Well, we've positioned ourselves in the outer zones of London, zones 3 to 6, and the commuter towns that surround London, as well as partnership regeneration in Liverpool, Manchester, and now the West Midlands. And we're finding all of those markets to be very strong. There's strong demand for housing. We're in price points that we believe are relatively affordable, between £400,000 and £600,000 in and around London, and under £250,000 in the north and in the West Midlands. And the demand for housing of all tenures, whether it's private for sale, private rented, or indeed affordable, has remained very strong over the last year. And that's enabled us to be able to invest into our business to grow at the rate we are.
And you've reduced your house prices, actually, across the sort of sales values. You've reduced housing sales values for the half year by about 13%, down to 440 odd grand. This is despite sort of housing inflation across the portfolio going up 6%. So how and why have you done that?
Yeah, this is really the fruits of a strategy that we started some 2 years ago. Nearly everything that we sell, 95% of our properties plus, are to local owner-occupiers. We're not selling to investors or to overseas buyers. What we're doing is making sure that local people can afford to live in the areas that they're in. And we are conscious that the areas of the greatest demand are typically in that £400,000 to £600,000 level in and around London, and indeed under £250,000 in the northwest of England. Now, 86% of what we sell is under that £600,000 limit, and that's where we've seen the strongest demand. We do have a few properties that are above that, but clearly that market has become more difficult, particularly as you approach £1 million. So we decided that the right thing to do was to focus our resources on delivering product where the demand was strongest, and that means in those outer London boroughs, and indeed the regional cities that I mentioned earlier.
Great stuff. Well, Ian, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, you're very welcome.